You are listening to SLPN, Podcasts for the Metaverse.
I just take a break, really. I'm tired, man. All right, one more.
Stories Podcast.
Ignore my whining. Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 Word story all by itself. No, come here, buddy. You ain't going nowhere. But it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Planet Z, he won. And he picked the topic of olive loaf. Blech. That's even worse than the topic of olive loaf. I'm trying to eat that stuff. All I wanted to do was photograph it. I blame you, Kimmy. And we got a whole bunch of stories in. Welcome back, everyone. We got to find out who won last week to see who goes first. And that is Lunette Faro. She did. It's like, nope. It was good. Everybody was like, oh, you are, Naruto, what are you doing? You know, with mommy gone for a week, you've gone totally wild. You're a pain in the butt. So instead, since she didn't turn one in this week, it's going to be Menu Bar Memorial. He's first time here. And he does stuff over at Watermoon Breeze Sim and all sorts of cool stuff. And his art is in the clock tower in Edlow. So let's see what... I ran long. screw it. I'll just keep going. Anyway, Menu Bar Memorial came up with this story. And by the way, check out at the Watermoon Breeze Sim, teardrops. That's right. Your avatar can cry. If I had a producer or an editor, they'd be crying right now. He went long. He's gone. The theme music, it's not there anymore.
The mailman didn't come again today.
She said.
I doubt there'll ever be mail again.
We're just going to have to make do with what we have, Jane. You know we've always done okay for ourselves.
I miss the children, Frank. Do you think they're all right?
I know Jimmy. He's with his friends having a hell of a time. He was a born leader, Jimmy was.
Yes. He always put Mary in her place, even though she was bigger. What do you think Mary is doing right now, Frank?
Mary sure loved her olive loaf.
I remember.
Whoa, man. That was cool. that was Menu Bar Memorial. You can check out his cool stuff at Watermoon Breeze within Second Life. Also, his stuff is on SL Exchange if you want to check that out there. Just, wow, that was cool. All right, well, that's it for the rookies. By the way, you can check out folks' links to everyone, the text of their stories, that kind of thing. They're up at the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. So if you hear something, it's like, what was that? Well, that's where the text is. Now, some people just read the text, and some people just listen to this thing. But there's something about doing both. You're going to find about that in the end, all right? Hey, buddy. Here comes Naruto. He's the podcat. All right. First up to bat of the veterans who keep coming back for more and more is Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Not only... does he do the music, the beginning and ending, and occasional little bits here and there on these stories, but he also does it on his own. Check this stuff out. And by the way, you can check out his stuff at GuyDavid.com. Yes, thank you, Naruto.
Well, hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from The Night Guy, founded nightguy.guydavid.com, and today I have for you part 8 of the Chirapa. Enjoy! The food supply was beginning to run quite low. The horde of caporali that Chirapa had brought with them from their home planet have been dwindling steadily, and the vegetation was too tired from the artificial lighting to grow properly. They could survive on caporali meatloaf with blue Tarankasarka olives for just that long. They needed to sample some of the local cuisine, and they needed to do this as soon as possible. Chaketo Chirapa knew they would need to earn the trust of humans quickly, so he continued podcasting while searching the web for an answer.
The Chirapa, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more from Guy at guydavid.com. Also, he said that he's going to be cutting back on Twitter and Plurk and that stuff, kind of deplugging. I've noticed a phenomenon of people really getting into social media, the Facebook, the MySpace, the Plurk, the Twitter, and this has been written to death, but folks getting way into it and then pulling back out because, like, oh, yeah, by the way, got to take the trash out occasionally, or, wait, what is this thing? Oh, it's a cat. And I know that from my personal experience or the lack of experiences in the real world that I'm building up for. What? What is it, buddy? Hey, I pay attention to him. Yeah, he's a good boy. But how do you feel about that? Do you think you're in too deep? You're in shallow and you feel like you're missing something? That if only the technology had better searches, better agents, better ways of interfacing, so all this time that spent looking for responses and interesting threads was made easier, and instead of having to dig, look, what you are interested in is presented to you? Do you feel that you're oversubscribing to the stuff just because there are some people that have to be watched? I mean, if I'm one of those, you're really, no, you're in too deep if you think that mine's an essential read. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to someone who is an essential read, and that's Ellison of ellison1.blogspot.com, Mr. Debonair himself, the man who I think, you know, in this podcast, first year was truly the champion of the weekly challenge. So he comes back out of a seemingly safe and what, Nardo? Happy retirement to put on the robes and kick booty. I don't know what I'm saying.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge 120 at the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme for this week's challenge is Olive Loaf, and my story is entitled Looky Lou Lunch Meat, a 100 Word Culinary Commentary. Every so often, I like to survey the deli counter, looking for disturbing meats, scary meats. Head cheese, for instance. No cheese, but plenty of head. Chunks floating in a sea of gelatinous goop. I wouldn't eat it on a dare. Or mortadella. Sounds like Morticia's older sister. Looks like sliced cellulite. Ech. The most disturbing of all? Gotta be olive loaf. The name's bad enough, like something Popeye's girlfriend might drop off at the pool. all those embedded olives, sliced in cross-section, staring out of the meat case like evil eyes. It's the lunch meat that looks at you. Scary, man. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison, signing off.
I guess he's gone from being lost at the cheese aisle to scared at the deli counter. Oh, my God. Yes, thank you, Nardo. He's just sitting with me here on the couch. Yeah, I moved the workstation into the living room so that I could, like, watch baseball while online. By the way, 5 days until I buy the new laptop. I'm still not sure what I'm going to get. Cosmo, whatever Toshiba calls it, the one with the 9000 series NVIDIA. The CPU's a little short, but the rest of it's pretty cool. And then that's got 4 gigs. And then I could go Alienware, but I've heard some bad things about their support. I could go Dell 1700 series. I don't know. I'm lost, but I'm not going to do a no-name. I'm not going to do a homebrew because, like, when that breaks, they're like, I don't know. Mail it back and I'll get around to it. By the way, thank you, Ellison. You can check out more at ellison1.blogspot.com. It's a ramblecast this week, folks. Be forewarned. I'm getting weird. Yeah, thank you. Next up is Mike. He didn't record it, so I get to read it. So, here we go, Mike. "Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?" asked the sky cop. "Not really," I replied, trying to focus on the hollow image. "You changed navigation corridors twice without updating your plan and exceeded the posted Mach limit. Have you been drinking, sir?"
"No," I exclaimed. "Look, I overslept and I was running late, so I hit the food mat for an Instameal pellet, then jumped the skyway. I may have drifted."
"Which, meal?"
"One with a weird name. Olive loaf."
"A indicates meal contains alcohol. Olive indicates martini. Disengage your hover drive, sir. I'm tractoring you in."
Okay. Thank you, Mike, and sorry. Nardo jumped up on the table, started bumping his head against the spit. Now he's going after the monitor. You know how it is. They have to mark things with their cheek. "This is mine. This is mine. This is mine." Now he wants to stand on the keyboard, and I may have missed a word or two. But you know what? If you don't record your own and I screw up, it happens. Now, this one's going to take some explanation. This one's coming from Kimi. And the source of the term olive loaf, the subject, it came from him, because he just got all about olive loaf in one of the Diamonds and Rust podcasts. And I kind of obsessed on it. And I even, that's what, I went to the store, picked up some olive loaf, and I said, you know, go ahead, you know, slice it up. And how do you want it sliced then? And they put a thin slice of this crap in front of me, and it's like motioning at me, like they're threatening me with it. And it's nice. It's like, "Do you want to taste it?" "Oh my God, no." And it's for an art project. Everyone's looking at me like I'm insane. So, yeah, and what's your point? So you can check out Kimi at KimiCast, D-A-R, podcast.wordpress.com. He and Nika have just moved into the corner of Nowhereville, and then when Bella moved in and said, "Oh, I'm going to level the northwest corner of Nowhereville," and I'm like, what? And I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be fun. I hope I have backups. So I'm going to shut up now and let you savor the brilliance that is the Kimi. Kimi, Kimi.
Olive Loaf by the Kimi. 3 years inside, and all I ever got to eat was damned olive loaf on stale bread. Funny how something you once loved can turn against you. It's not like I actually killed her this time. At home, we were welcomed by my dear sweet mother-in-law, sitting in my favorite chair, sans right arm, sewing with her left. "Hi, Millie."
"Hello, prison bitch. Hope you're hungry."
I quickly made my way to the kitchen to avoid her lovely improvement advice. In the fridge were over 100 packages of olive loaf. Sure hope she can knit with her teeth.
I've been served subpoenas before. I'm ready for one on this one. Oh my god. Thank you, Kimi. You can check out more from him at darpodcast.wordpress.com, kimicast.com. Thanks, man. I picked this topic for you, man. He delivers. The man delivers. Hopefully he doesn't deliver olive loaf. Next up is Brad Z. He's coming to us from the airfield. Why did I pick the topic? Olive loaf. Here's Brad Z. I know I'm running late. I gotta get this out.
Hey, this is Brad Z, and here is my submission for challenge number 120 olive loaf. Yeah, this is interesting. Apparently there's an olive loaf meat and an olive loaf bread. Both utterly horrible because I hate olives. Alrighty, well anyhow, here you go. This story is entitled Boom.
Becoming a homeless being is the best way to observe anything in the universe. I have been observing the Earth this way for 2 cycles now. Yesterday, the Supreme Commander wanted to assist me on an observation. After 5 hours, the Supreme Commander started getting hungry. We had no local currency to spend, so we went to something called a soup kitchen. They had an excellent beef stew. Sadly, the olive loaf bread killed the Supreme Commander. Maybe the next planet will be safe for our kind. Oh well. Commence destruction of the Earth in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, olive loaf does kill. That's why I have right here corned beef and pastrami on rye sandwich. No olive loaf. Not for me. Thank you, Brad Z, and thank you for destroying the earth with all the olive loaf with it. Next up is Eva Moon, who is still working on her album, although she will announce when it's available at EVAMOON.net. And that's not extravehicular activity, like, you know, an astronaut flying around. Ooh, I'm floating around the moon. Ooh, I'm floating around the moon. Why did they leave me out here? Oh, I don't want to go to the bathroom in my suit. That kind of thing. So, I'm late. I gotta get this done. Okay, here you go. Here's Eva.
Hello, this is Eva Moon with another entry into the 100-word story contest. You can find out more about me at evamoon.net. The theme this week is olive loaf. Bill leaned forward in his chair, trying to focus on the PowerPoint presentation, but the charts, graphs, and bulleted lists blurred as if obscured by billowing clouds of flour. The monolithic high-tech empire he'd built meant nothing to him. Secretly, he'd always wanted to be a baker, knead dough in his hands, make crust instead of code. Nobody knew. Graphs morphed into racks of hot baguettes. Pie charts turned into, well, pies. Even bullets on lists made him dream of olives dotting a fragrant loaf. He stood up and walked out as they watched him go, open-mouthed. Nobody knew.
Thank you, Eva Moon. Hold on. It's Mal Burns. Mal Burns is doing his weekly show. Yeah, I know. I took so freaking long to do this that it's now time for Mal Burns' show. I don't want to delay this. I don't want to push this back any further. I mean, I could have done it all of yesterday. I really could have, but I didn't. I goofed off. This only takes about an hour of my time if I get through it and I'm on a roll and I'm feeling good and I get everything organized the night before, which I did. I even had the poll ready. I never get the poll ready. I get the poll wrong, but I get the poll ready. But Mal Burns is on, and he's just showing off the new open space stuff. It's really cool, but, I got to hunker down. I got to hunker down. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch that in its archive form, because I don't have the camera plugged in and all that. But I'm going to watch it in its archive form, just like I watch Paisley Beeb and other of these so-called live shows, Metanomics. I watch them in archives. Just as you're not listening to me as I'm doing this. You're listening to an archive, a show, a production, of me putting this together. And it's not all that post-produced, because really, all these things that I'm rambling, I'm not going to edit out. Let's say if I just say, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm not going to take that out and leave that in. I mean, it's not that, I am lazy when it comes to editing, but also I'm not that terribly skilled at it. So, okay, wait, that's a lie. Yeah, I learned this one from Gregory Peck. That's a lie. So, next up is Tom. Speaking of lies, Tom is not going to restart Footnote. Footnote is over. Take it out of your bookmarks. Take it out of your iTunes. Tom, you've been teasing us just to see. You know it. Come on, admit it. Come on, man. Face the facts. You've started 20 other podcasts using a voice changer, and you're too busy for Footnote. I mean, come on. Let's face the truth. Let's retire it and start anew. Anyway, here's Tom, who used to be from Footnote, but we all know the truth.
Hello, Tom here, and tonight I'm recording from the road, somewhere between Seattle and Vancouver. The story choice was olive loaf. I'm almost having an Andrew moment. God, olive loaf. Okay, well, here goes. Olive loaf is a Twinkie of lunch meats, described Armand. You want the muse to prevail or not, repeated the shaman. Armand was desperate. He hadn't written a word in weeks, which is why he dialed Shamans Are Us. Mumbo Jumbo set the deli cutter to paper-thin slices. He draped Armand's face with olive loaf and told him to lie perfectly still and dream of his muse. In the morning, the ER doctor finished the 40th stitch on Armand's face. No midnight muse, just one hungry cat with teeth and claws and a mean craving for cold cuts. Nardo!
Thank you, Tom, for describing the creative process as it goes on here at Is Full of Crap headquarters. Speaking of Nardo, he's outside. I let him go outside and play. That way he's not going to go meow, 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 roll all around and headbutt. And that's just his way of saying, let me the hell out of here. By the way, you can't find Tom's stuff at Footnote. You've heeded my advice, and while you were listening, you took him off your playlist. You deleted the archives. You've said no, you can't have any soup anymore, and now he's just here for you.
By the way, say hi to Caroline for me, Tom. How many podcasts out there do you think, when people send stuff in and contribute their hard creative talents, and you turn around and say, take them off of your links, get rid of them, they are not worthy anymore, they have not produced for months. Here, this is the place to find that kind of thing. I'm such a shit. Next up is Jeffrey of Great Heights. That's G-R-E-A-T-H-I-T-E-S. Great Heights. Hey, you get it? And he's got another one here. Oh, he mentions the A word. Oh, this is going to be fun. You know it is.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 120. The theme of this week's story is olive loaf. I call this one, Who Dares Give Me the Raspberry? And since my wife has a much nicer voice than I do, I've asked her to read it for us this week.
We tried everything. The nukes didn't touch them. The chemical weapons, well, they were a waste of time considering those suits they wear. But we tried them anyway, and it killed half of us in the attempt. Then we tried talking to them. They liked that. But then they found out that we put olives in bologna. They decided we weren't worth the effort. Since then, the few of us that could escape the planet have been on the run. Who would have thought that olive loaf would doom the planet, not the greenhouse effect? Al Gore, raspberries to you.
And when you're done listening to this podcast, head on over to greatheights.blogspot.com. Stories from me, a challenge for you.
Thank you, Jeffrey. You can check out more from Jeffrey at Great Heights, H-I-T-E-S, dot bugspot.com. I just finished half of that sandwich that I talked about earlier. Oh, that was good. Mmm. That was good, and it doesn't taste like olive oil. Didn't even have any mustard on it. It didn't need mustard. When something is that juicy, when the meat is that juicy, and you don't need mustard, that's perfection. Of course, all that juice is like thin blood, but you know, whatever. Juice, blood. Come on, let's be real. Next up is Stephen the Nuclear Man. You can find his stuff at ideatrash.blogspot.com, but his ideas are not trash. They're gold. And I present to you 99.9% gold. Here.
The streets were as live as downtown Marysville ever got. Jonah watched them eat funnel cakes, scream on cheap rides, and play the carnival games. The annual Olive Loaf Festival had not changed a bit. He remembered trying to explain it to Mary before he came home. Small towns, they find something, anything they can call their own, some reason to feel special. Her raised eyebrow had spoken volumes of sarcasm. Back there, he had been a nobody. Now the festival crowd laughed and swirled around him. Jonah held his picture of Mary and danced down the street with them, smiling.
Small towns. You know, I feel like this podcast is like a small town. And then all those big city podcasts, the big ones, you know, forget about them. Small towns. I was born in a small town. You know, little communities where you know everybody else's name. And if you don't, just look in the show notes. Thank you, Stephen. You can check out more from Stephen at ideatrash.blogspot.com. Oh, that reminds me. Greg from Wash the Bowl wanted me to say something. Hold on. I gotta find it. No, Nardo. Here, from Craig. Come on. Craig at Wash the Bowl. Here we go. Okay. I started a page on Squidoo about flash fiction and wanted to invite you and all your contributors to send me one good written story, up to 200 words, that I will add to the page, and each will have a name and a link back to their site. A good way to get a backlink. If you think it's something y'all want to do, announce it on your Saturday broadcast, which I'm doing today. I'll accept the first 25 stories I get. They can be mailed to info@theopensite.com, and I'm going to put that in the show notes, with something in the subject alerting me to what it is.
I'll also be making a spot available on my blog for the stories and links to be published again. There's no requirement for anyone to link to me or the Squidoo page. Of course, I wouldn't discourage anyone from doing it. You know, you never gave me the link to the Squidoo page. Man. Ah! Oh, well. Craig, you're supposed to give me a link to the Squidoo page! Oh, well. 23 Squidoo! Next up is Almost Schumann. Almost Schumann. He didn't give me a link again. So, I'm just going to shut up and play the story.
I was mixing the ground meat to put into the loaf pan while Jimmy hovered over my shoulder. "Mmph?" he asked. I snapped back. "What?" "What are you doing?" he asked, his breath smelling like citrus, lips smacking irritatingly. "Making something flashy for Christmas dinner," I retorted, searching for the stuffing. "Where the hell are the red and green jujubes?" "Oops," Jimmy said, swallowing hard. I looked at him incredulously. "What am I going to do now?" Jimmy pulled the olives from the shelf. "Here," he said, "red and green." Dumbfounded, I asked, "Who on earth would eat olive loaf?"
Who on earth would eat olive loaf? I don't know. The one time I tried it, bleh, and this was the good stuff at the deli counter, okay? I asked him I've already gone over this. I'm not going over it again. It's too disgusting. I don't want to ruin the memory of this corned beef sandwich that I just ate, because this was a good sandwich, and that was bad. And I'm not going to believe that the stuff that's in the containers, the Oscar Mayer, the Eckrich, the whatever, you know, Eckrich stands for quality, isn't that redundant when it comes to olive loaf? All right. Well, thank you, Almo. And who's next? Justin the Space Turtle, a.k.a. Chivalry Bean. I'm always getting messages from him like, "Hey, this is cool, and that's cool, and that's cool." It's like, yeah, enthusiasm. New enthusiasm for the whole thing. You know, a fresh look, a fresh perspective. Whoops, it's time for Church of Elvis, which hasn't happened in forever. So, oh well. I gotta keep going. Gotta get this done. So, Justin, who can be found at thebeendom.com. No, wait. Thebeendom.com/space turtle. It's in the show notes. Just go to the show notes and click on the link and see what all crazy, wacky, cool stuff he's doing. Look what everybody's doing. Click on all their ads. Make them lots of money. Make them famous so that they don't have to do stupid things like this to occupy their time. And here we go. Here's Justin.
Greetings, Justin Lowmaster here from the Space Turtle at thebeendom.com/space turtle. Stories with recurring themes seems to be a bit popular out here, so I thought I'd give it a go. I'm going to be starting a 3-part series based on my website and the story that my website's based on, Space Turtle. The story is called Keratin Quest. This is part 1. I ride through space on the back of an intergalactic and extraordinary space turtle. The turtle's shell was cracked in a recent encounter with a group of thugs from the Macaroni Space Pirate League. The worst part is, after we disposed of the thugs in a nebula inhabited by the Cheese Mafia, to get to a planet with the supplies to repair the shell, first we'd have to pass through an asteroid belt. With an already damaged shell, this could be deadly. Worse was the fact that the asteroids were not made of rock and ore, but of olive loaf.
The asteroids were made of olive loaf. Well, I guess we now know why this is part one. We're going to get an explanation of that in part two, or maybe not. Maybe he's going to get out some rye bread and eat them. God, it's bringing back such awful memories. I do not want to know about the taste of olive loaf, okay? Why did I pick the... It was my topic to pick. And I picked this topic. What's wrong with me? I blame the Kimi. I blame you. I blame you, Kimi. You are the one who did this to me. Your magic hypno...
Gredic powers. Alright. Got one more to go, and that's Anima Zabaleta. Anima Zabaleta. See, I pronounced it right. It's been like 20 weeks, and I'm like all worried that I'm going to get it wrong again. No, not happening. And by the way, about those the things that you showed, thank you, but no, it's kind of a little strange. This coming from the person who has three sets of ashes sitting on a shelf in a shrine. Okay, well, anyway, she's got a website. The link is up there in the show notes. I can't even dare to pronounce it. It's got like three E's and four Q's and a couple of dashes. So here's Anima's story.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 120, themed olive loaf, and my story is titled the same. Hope you enjoy it. I can't believe I trusted my brother, a butcher, when he invited me to the loaf. I should have been paying attention, but I was already shussing through the alpine glades of the ski resort Sugarloaf in my mind. I'd bought goggles, researched skis to demo. Hell, I even went to the gym. Imagine my surprise when we buzzed past the exit. Whoa, Dave, you missed it!
Huh? What? Sugarloaf? Nah, man, we're headed to Olive Loaf. Best ham deli convention on the East Coast.
Oh, well. What I missed in Moguls, I made up for with pastrami on rye.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Anima. Where is Olive Loaf on the map anyway? You know what? I'm going to go to mapsgoogle.com. I always do this. Olive Loaf. I'm now searching for Olive Loaf. And the Acme Bread Company, Wegmans Food Markets, Village Deli. I'm going to see what A, number A is for Olive Loaf on the map. And it's a disgusting thing. And it's in somewhere in New York from gezelig-girl.com. Gezelig-girl. That's a disgusting photo, man. Ugh, gross. Getting flashbacks. Okay, that's it. I'm going to take a break. Planet Z, save me from this. Blah, gross.
I, Balin Munchausen, do declare this latest adventure to be an unmitigated disaster. Instead of banquets and parades, I find myself destitute, and without my usual companions. Even Bucephalus, my loyal steed, has run off to greener pastures. You see, I was given a challenge by Catherine the Great, whose hand in marriage I had the honor to refuse, to sail the oceans of wine to find islands of gold and silver cheese. Instead, we found olive loaf. Not gold, not silver, plain olive loaf. At least it's not head cheese, I said. Catherine nodded and ordered me beheaded.
Hey.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about Olive Loaf. You've been waiting all your life for this, haven't you? Thanks to everyone who participated this week, especially Kimi. You know, I may have picked the topic, but it's you the one who did this. And good luck in the voting. That's right, the voting. It takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and that's stories. You can pick more than one. Click, 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 vote. And then, like, the winners go first next week. I know, I keep saying I'm going to get the refrigerator magnets. It's been a year and a half since I got the last batch. Hey, SLCC is coming up. I got to get some for that, right? Yeah? Maybe not. I don't know. Just get some Moo cards or whatever. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready, that sort of thing. Music for the opening and the closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't that great? And he is taking a social networking break. So just toss him an email. Don't toss a Plurk or a Twitter or say, hey, hop into Lively so that we can chat face to face. No, no. He needs time, okay? Go easy on the guy. He's like a creative, musical, wham, bamaluma genius. Don't push him. Besides, he's got a cool family. Yeah, hey, do this for them. Okay, there will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening, and, as always... Oh, shit, I can't remember the line. Oh, keep it brief. Closing.